Well, good morning and welcome to the Under Hood Show. My name is Josh Prophet. I'm the service director here at Mel Hamilton Ford. And alongside me this morning, I have Ernie DeBuehler with BG Products. Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning, sir.
How are things going for you this morning?
Pretty good. You know, it's looks like it's going to be a really nice day and everybody should be out and about looking for one of those Black Friday early special.
Got a beautiful sunshiny day, it looks like, for sure. So I got a great show for you today. So got a lot of topics that I think we're going to cover or go over. But again, it is a call-in show. 316-462-3673 is the number to jump on the air here and speak with Ernie and I about anything automotive related. You want to talk about brakes, tires, steering, suspension, check engine lights, cars acting up, not sure exactly what's going on with it, give us a call. Again, 316-462-3673. Let's talk anything automotive from that side of things. For each and every caller that calls into the show, we give a great prize package away to each and every caller. It consists of the works, which is oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we also complete a multi-point inspection on the vehicle, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components on the vehicle, just making sure that it's geared up and ready to go. You'll also receive nitrogen, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer in your vehicle, which this time of year is definitely worth its weight in gold on that side of things. And then you get $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner. And then you'll also receive a BG package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then a can of CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. So let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. So we've got with that being said, we've got a caller on the line already, so we'll we'll get them patched through and see what they've got going on already here this morning. So love the callers. We've got a couple of trivia questions a little bit later on as well, so give you an opportunity to call in and answer those and get that great prize package as well. So let's go to the phones and talk to Colin. You're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey guys, I have a 2007 Toyota Corolla, and I bring it into you guys all the time for oil changes and multi-point inspections and everything. But I was wondering about winterizing the car. Is that something I need to worry about with such an older vehicle, or?
Colin, that's a great topic, and this time of year, I'm going to say, no pun intended, is a hot topic from that side of things, and that's one of the things that we had slated to talk about today on the phone as well. And so, you know, you think of this time of year, and we're approaching obviously winter, and with that comes snow and ice and things like that. You know, there's a lot of things automotive that come to mind or that need to be addressed or looked at for sure. And, you know, as part of that multi-point inspection, we do a lot of that stuff as far as the inspections on tires is obviously, you know, one of the things that very first comes to mind and making sure that there's adequate tread for traction, but then also, you know, you don't want a tread that's dry rotted a bunch, because when you get into the colder climates, the temperature span from that operation of tire from when it's cold outside and then you're driving it and then, you know, it heats up and on the road is so much greater. And so, you know, dry rotting is a big concern on tread. The other side of it is air pressures, you know, with this colder temperature and stuff like that. And that's where we were talking about the benefits of nitrogen and stuff like that, but just making sure that you have adequate air pressure in your tires, this time of year is a big thing too. You know, I go from tires to, the other thing that I think of is having a good set of wiper blades on your vehicle. We're talking about snow and ice and stuff like that. And when you talk about sleet and visibility, wiper blades are huge. And in Kansas, the weather is so rogue, you can go a long time without any type of moisture. And then it seems like, you know, you get a bunch of it. But when you go that long span, nobody really thinks of their wiper blades because they're not using them. And then they go to flip them on and it streaks and it never seems to fail. Where it always streaks is right in front of the vision of the
I had to actually pull out my ice scraper out of the trunk the other day. So
yeah, had a little frost on your windshield already.
Just a little, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, wipers is another good thing. You know, yeah. I'll let Ernie kind of speak to some fuel additives that BG offers for winterization purposes from that side of it as well.
Yeah, well, it's just you know, there's several different options, but probably the most obvious for the wintertime is making sure you at least put fuel dryer in it at one point or another to get rid of the condensation or the moisture in the tank at least one time, so you don't have to worry about freezing up a fuel filter or something. But having something in there to stabilize it and to keep the corrosion from having a, you know, being a problem because of the moisture that comes with hot and cold and winter driving. They have a winterized kit actually here in the dealership that addresses all of those, as well as it comes with a set of front wiper blades. So yep. It's kind of a unique seasonal kit, but it sure covers a lot of bases.
You know, and along with that, we packaged it with the dryer as well, and again getting condensation out of the fuel system just to keep the from that moisture freezing up, and then obviously adding corrosion into the fuel system. But then in addition with that, there's a battery terminal service in there as well. You know, definitely you think colder weather, and you know you're going to see a lot of batteries fail. It never fails. Always the first cold snap of the year when it really dips down there or gets low. See a lot of cars, you know, come up on a tow truck, and the only reason is it for the battery. And it's sad to say, but that's something that a lot of times is a preventable situation just by good maintenance and checking that battery over and making sure that it's able to do what it needs to do. But, you know, I've been involved in a lot of particular situations on inspections where we do the multi-point inspection on vehicles. And, you know, it looks like there's a chia pet growing on the on the battery terminal up there. And BG makes a wonderful product for that to not only, you know, get it clean, but then keep it clean. And that's something that I think we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show as well. So battery is another thing that's on my list. You know, the fuel dryer, like Ernie was talking about, and then coolant. You know, coolant really is something years and years ago that everybody was, I think, more aware of than what they are today. Is that the freeze point on the coolant. You know, with today's technology and coolant, and there's a lot of you know, marketing and advertising, or when you're reading coolant bottles that it says even lifetime coolant, or you know, 100,000 miles or 150,000 mile warranty on the coolant. And from a freeze point standpoint, everybody's coolant is pretty good and it does last a long. But what do you see, Ernie, from the coolant, like what are they rating that at, or what do we need to be aware of on coolant?
Honestly, you know, you very rarely see them anymore where you have a freeze point issue. It's almost always a pH issue. And that's another part of that winter kit. There's an additive package in there for the coolant to make sure that the pH is going to sustain or be what you need it to be through the winter months, you know, the next 3 to 6 months. So it's like I said, it covers a lot of bases. It's not just for one thing. So it's a good setup.
And then, you know, when
I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Yeah. I hope we were able to answer your question there, Colin, in regards to that, you know, and thanks for the call in, and, you know, just for.
And no problem. Yeah. Cause I drive to Kingman twice a week, and I really don't want anything to happen between there and here, you know?
So I can understand that completely. There's a lot of nothing between here and Kingman. What do you get? Yeah. Cheney, I think, is about to, well, I guess Garden Plain,
that's about Goddard, it, yeah.
But yeah, once you get out there a little ways, there's not a whole lot between the two for sure. So,
well, thank you for your help, gentlemen.
Colin, I appreciate the phone call, and you have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here. And, you know, let's talk automotive. Anything ailing your vehicle, or you want to talk about, you know, winterization on vehicles? Like I said, it is that time of year, and it is coming up for sure. And so, you know, we talked about the coolant and the freeze point of what it has, and you just don't see many coolants fail on the freeze point anymore.
No, you just don't.
Which is a good thing, but the consumers don't realize, and it's something that, you know, a lot of people, I guess, are unaware of, is the pH level in them is what, that's the money. You know, that's what's going to cost the money as a consumer, is if your pH is off.
That's right.
That's
if you check the pH and it's almost always going to be low if it needs to be changed, but it's almost always an indicator that the additive package that protects the cooling system components has been depleted. Mm-hmm. That's really what you need to replace. And that's what comes in either new coolant or the additive package in the super cool that's in that winterized kit, and also in the coolant service kits that you use as well. So,
and so when we talk about, you know, the pH to the consumer, I think Phil's analogy of that is just like somebody with a spa at home or a hot tub, mm-hmm. and they're checking levels of it. Well, that's essentially kind of the same thing. But basically, if you don't have enough of that additive package, either way, so there's two sides to the scale. But if it's too low, you're potentially mm-hmm. rusting components mm-hmm. Internally. And that's when I say that's the money is. When you're talking about water pumps and heater cores and stuff like that, and if you're getting rust in those components, that's not good for them. You know, right. just like your oil or your transmission fluid or your power steering fluid or any of those other fluids, the primary job of the fluids is to dissipate that heat or get the heat away from those components. But then it's also to lubricate.
Yeah, thinking a little farther into that, the diesel owners, it's almost exactly the opposite, where we check it and the pH is usually high, and the newer fire strokes have an additive package that needs to be added, put in there as well, to make sure that I'm not exactly sure everything that it does, but I know that it's pretty. It's pretty important. It's the one thing that on the new six the 6.7s that has to be there to make sure everything works correctly.
And basically, what they're doing with the diesels is really trying to reduce cavitation from that right. side, which is going to pit or almost eat away at the aluminum. The aluminum components, and you know, even on a gas engine, if the pH level is too high, it's doing the same thing. It's just kind of eating the components from that side yeah. of things.
If you could imagine somebody sitting there in the side of a cylinder with a hammer and a nail, and with it next to the sleeve, just hitting the nail with the hammer. That's exactly what cavitation does. It keeps making those bubbles explode until it finds a place to make its way through if you don't have that additive. So it's pretty important.
It's over a long duration. You know, I mean, it's not something that happens overnight, and it's not something that it's got to be, ignored, so to speak, for a long time from that side. But we do see it. You know, it does happen. It is a thing. And
it's real. It's,
what's the sad part is to see a customer that has an issue like that, and the amount of money that it takes to fix that, knowing that it could have been prevented with a little bit of simple service much sure. earlier in the life of the vehicle. And then also for the span that it could have been taken care of and yep. to be able to get it addressed for sure. And so, you know, the coolant's other job is lubrication and lubricating the bearings and the water pump and everything like that. And, with that, I don't know. You've seen under the hoods of these cars here lately, how compact these components are crazy. Is absolutely crazy. So it's, we're back here in some cases pulling a engine out to replace a water pump.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know,
I can't believe some of the things that you have to go through just to replace some of the components anymore.
Which years ago, a water pump was more commonly replaced and, you know, they were more accessible for sure. I mean, to put a water pump on a vehicle now is it's not near as prevalent as what it what it used to be with the durability of the components and everything like that. And again, with more preventative maintenance, better fluids, things like that for sure. So
all the aluminum in there, you got to protect it.
Yep. So let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. That's a number to jump on the air here. And let's talk about anything automotive. So Ernie, I've got a couple of questions for you here. And one of them I was going to ask is, how long you been with BG? you got to think about that just a little bit, right?
A little over 23 years.
23 years. So you've seen a lot of different changes.
I was just thinking when I first came to BG, almost all coolant was green.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now you'd be hard pressed to find any that is green.
Yeah.
Or not extended life or has some special additive package. So that was one of the things I was thinking about.
That is, years ago. I mean, and now there's so many different colors of coolant from that side and what's compatible with what. I mean, even looking at transmission fluids and the different types of transmission fluids or weights of oil, I think that's to be, to be said across the board. What was the very first chemical or what did BG have to offer right out of the gate?
It was, we had two products. One was for fuel and the other one was, an oil, it was basically the first version of MOA.
MOA?
It was, I'm trying to think of the middle word, but it was an oil concentrate, and the other was like the first version of CF5.
Okay.
It had a cleaner and a fuel, I believe a fuel stabilizer, and that was the two core products that BG came to market with.
And so over the time, how many different renditions of those two core products do you think BG's had?
Well, in order to stay ahead of the times, as things evolve, you have to evolve with them. You have to be ahead of them, not waiting for them to change. So BG is absolutely ahead of the game 100% of the time.
Yep.
So I'd say we've had... Well, since I've been with the company in 98, I would say that we're on probably the seventh version of 44K.
Yeah.
And it's now platinum 44K, which just means it's better than anything we had even 5 years ago.
Really in this industry, just the change, the technology, we're getting now the torque and horsepower out of four-cylinder motors that, back in
unreal.
Back previously, it was absolutely crazy, and it's just amazing the advancements in technology that they put in these things. But along with that, I mean, you guys, the amount of research and development and what you put in into that department to ensure that what you're offering is a humongous value to the consumer is what I love the most about BG.
Well, who would have ever thought we'd have a 2-liter four cylinder vehicle making the kind of horsepower they do, and being able to sustain that and get incredible fuel mileage. But like you said, you open the hood and you look under there and you might recognize a couple of things, but they are just jam packed full
in there, and all the covers and everything that they got over it as well. So yeah, it's, to be able to go down there and tour that facility and just know that what we're able to offer the consumer through you guys is a premier product, is what, one of the things that I really, like the most about BG and what they have to offer. So very much thankful for the partnership that we have and what we're able to provide our consumers.
They work hard every day to make sure that if it says it'll do it, it does it.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a call-in show, 316-462-3673. Get the phones ringing here, and let's get some questions answered, anything automotive you want to visit about. So in addition to that, let's throw out a trivia question here.
Okay.
This time of year, we talked a little bit about the winterization package that we have to offer. But then also one of the things, especially this time of year when it's the sun is going down so much sooner, and it seems to stay down so much longer is how dark it is all the time. Mm-hmm. And so BG offers a headlight restoration kit. So I'm going to throw a trivia question out there, and we'll see if we can get a caller to call in and tell us what that is. And so what I want to know is what is the yellow grime or covering on a headlight? What is that from? How does that get on there? I guess a lot of times you'll see that the right side will be the headlight that has more of it on for the reason of what it makes it on there or how it gets on there. But the first caller that can identify that, 316-462-3673, will get you a prize package for knowing that. And we'll help you through it. Let's do that. I don't know if that's too hard of a trivia question or not.
No, I don't think so.
And my other thing is I would accept probably a couple of different answers. I'm not even going to say that there's going to be one specific answer, but, you know, in that headlight restoration kit, I'm sure you've seen the advertisements as well, the as seen on TV, the, you know, take 2 or 3 seconds and kazam, you get the sparkly, shiny headlight lens. So kind of go through and explain maybe some of the differences between that kit and the kit that you guys offer or provide. And then we'll talk about some of the differences.
You can literally take toothpaste and a toothbrush and put it on there and scrub it and wipe it off and it'll be shiny. But, or you could, polish the paint on the outside of a car. You could do the same thing with the lens. It's not about polishing what's there. It's about removing what the problem is and then refinishing it so that it stays that way. But one of the big differences between the BG and I don't care who's anything else is that we have I'm trying to think of the proper wording, but it basically, they're not going to turn bad. We guarantee them to stay good and look right for 3 years. I don't think anybody else is willing to step outside and put their name on that.
Well, and so some of these other products out there, I think you can buy them or purchase them and complete it, and it probably looks okay for a little bit, but then your first rain that comes through or, over just a short amount of time, it doesn't take long and it's right back to where you started. But then also I think you're kind of hurting the lens.
Sure.
Long term.
So every factory lens comes with UV protectant baked into it. Once that gets faded, you need to remove it, polish it, and replace it. There just isn't anything else out there that replaces that UV coating.
Well, very good. We've got a caller coming in here. We'll get them patched through. Let's get him sent, and we'll kind of continue this conversation. Hopefully, they might know the answer. They might not, but if not, we'll maybe they're just calling because they got something else going on. But we'll get them patched through and see exactly what they got going on. It's hard to talk about it, not give away the answer, isn't it?
Well, we can lead into that. Have you ever noticed on your dash, when where your fuel gauge is at, there's a little arrow that points one either left or right? And maybe everybody knows the answer to this, but that arrow is telling you where the fuel in the vehicle is.
Yeah.
Well, that means the exhaust comes out the other side.
Oh, well, there you go. They've got the one side and then the other. I think we're getting him patched through here. We'll see what we got going on. Oh, here we go. Dan, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yes, I was answering that trivia question.
Oh, very good. What do you got for us?
Okay, I believe it's from the exhaust.
It is. Yeah, it is. Very good, Dan. So
what a pain that is.
Yeah. So
wish I could get around that some way.
It's amazing, you know, looking at these vehicles when they have that yellowing on them, and then we perform that service, and just the night and day difference that it gets. And then just, I think it's a lot like a lot of other things on the vehicle as a consumer when you own it and you're driving it daily, and it just deteriorates a little bit, you know, over time, you just don't really notice it. And then, you know, when you do this service and it's such a dramatic change and your view of vision becomes so much more, it's a huge difference, not only from the apparent standpoint, which I think you can attest to, that, you know, how much better the vehicle looks and everything like that, but also.
Yeah, it makes the car look like a whole different rated car. Yeah.
From the safety aspect of how much better the vision is, you know, for sure.
Exactly.
So, well, very good.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly what we were looking for. So, appreciate
okay.
that. So, all right.
Alrighty. You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. Well, there you go. So yes, it is, from that, from the exhaust, and typically, you know, like you said, the exhaust comes out on the right-hand side and you're sitting in traffic lights and stuff like that. And
yeah,
that's where that typically comes from. So let's go back to the phones. Got another caller, and, Peter, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I got two questions. One is, are you guys still doing the oil thing?
So yeah, for calling into the show here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's my question. Now, I got two cars, but you guys told me I can only get, you know, one car at a time. Maybe you can change that, because I'm a good customer. We bought a brand new 2017 Ford Focus from you guys. But here's my question. I've always been told, well, back in the old days anyway, that if you keep a full tank of gas, you'll get better gas mileage. Is anything to that?
So, you know, from the perspective of looking at that is, there's a lot of variables that are going to go into that, but I don't know is that I can make that connection just for the simple fact of the more weight that you're carrying around, you know, from that side. Now, what I will say is that if the vehicle sits a lot, I would agree that, yeah, having a full tank of gas is better for the vehicle because it's less room for moisture to collect in there. You know, and then with moisture in a fuel system, yeah, it's probably not going to get as good as fuel economy as if it has fresh, clean fuel in it there. So I don't know.
I agree with that. Just if you got a half a tank of fuel in there, you've got more room for expansion of things that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that would be probably the only link that I could see on that for you. So, all right.
You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah. So Peter, we'll get that, package mailed out to you and get that vehicle serviced up for you. Okay.
Well, if there's any way you guys, I got two cars. Like I said, we bought a new Ford Broker from you guys. If there's any way you could send two, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good rest of your day. Okay.
Thanks. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
And then, so, you know, I don't trying to think if I'd ever heard that a full tank of fuel would give you better fuel economy. So just from the weight standpoint, I think you'd just be, you know, carrying more weight with you. So
I'd have to Google that.
Yeah. So let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Greg. Greg, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Right. Have you got an answer to your trivia question yet?
So we do. What do you got?
Oxidation.
Okay, so that's another one that I would accept for sure. So the first caller said that it was from the emissions from typically the vehicle in front of them, which that is a large majority of what it is. Oxidation is another one, and then just the UV rays from the sun, I think would be, you know, a lot of people think that as well. So, but yeah, definitely. So Greg, do you have a vehicle that have headlights that one of them looks a little different than the other?
No, but I can tell you you can usually tell older cars that have been in accidents that have had a headlight replaced, and you're like, man, you should have replaced two headlights.
Yeah.
You should have got the headlight treatment.
So there is that, but then also a lot of that comes from the emissions and it just being the, you know, the exhaust from the from the car in front of y'all typically always being on the right side. You know,
unless you're in England.
Yeah. Or unless you're in England. Right. So, it is weird how different it is, or one side will do that, you know, a little worse than the other for sure. But when we're talking that headlight restoration or that kit, BG does so much more in their kit and how they clean it, but then put a security coat on it, put the UV protection back on it, and then not only that, stand behind it for so much longer compared to a lot of these other places. I think just end up putting another coating on the top of it and kind of setting it in. So,
If I could interject, I think that's a really important safety thing, because if your headlight bulbs aren't projecting clearly through it, it diffuses the light, and then it's a real safety thing. So
yeah,
same thing goes for bulbs. Don't just go out; they fade over time, and you have to look at should you be replacing before they go out.
Well, and it's like you said, when they get oxidized, that light bulb has a reflector behind it that's designed to shoot out the lens. Well, when the lens is basically covered up, like you're holding your hand over it, it's shooting back into the bulb, and prematurely you're going to put a bulb in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, very good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, thanks. Thanks for the comments and the questions, and appreciate the phone call.
Yep.
Bye. Have a good rest of your day. Very good. Got a rush of callers there on a couple of different questions about that headlight restoration. And so, you know, that's one of those things that just from the visibility standpoint this time of year, with it being dark like it is, and then also the other side of it is deer season. You know, we're fast approaching that for sure. And you got those things running around everywhere. And it's just amazing what just a couple more seconds of reaction time or visibility would, how much safer that is for sure. So, see, you got a comment here. Says, good morning. This is from Jeff. Good morning, guys. Does your main shop put nitrogen in the tires also? Because your quick lane is booked solid. Yeah, the quick lane is very busy down there today for sure. But, yeah, we put nitrogen in at the main store as well, and that's something that we can get taken care of for you on that side. So, yeah, this time of year, and nitrogen is something I think we could probably go in and talk about a little bit as well. So I don't know, Ernie, are you drumming up a trivia question over there? Maybe, or what do you got going on? Okay.
Well, you know, it's we talk about all the different things, and, you know, batteries and coolant and gasoline and all that. I'm just curious if anybody out there that's driving those power strokes or anything diesel, if they could have an idea of when you should be treating the fuel so it doesn't gel up. You know, everyone has a kind of their idea on when it should be treated. I just would like for somebody to call in
how about talk about an experience that they've had, or when they personally treat their own.
Good.
If we talked about something like that, you know, we talked about the winterization kit that we offer here, and the fuel dryer was part of that. And that was one of the things that I wanted to get into, was talking about diesel. And because much like, you know, the conversation that we had about the batteries and the conversation that we had about batteries and about the first cold snap, when you see several tow trucks come in and we got a line of batteries that need to be replaced, it's equally the same when it comes to diesel fuel and it gelling up. And so, you know, if you have a comment on diesel fuel and when you add your additive, give us a call. Let's talk about that. You know, and then also I think we could talk about the products that you guys offer for diesel fuel and the gelling side of that.
We got a great product we got in here in not only in service but in your retail shop, that it's mm-hmm. It's called DFC Plus. It's basically a 6 ounce bottle that treats up to 40 gallons. You don't need to know how much you got in there. Most of the 250s old 34 gallons. You open the bottle, put it in, fill the tank, and you're good to go till the tank's empty and do it again.
Yep.
But if you, I want so bad to tell you what we like to use as a temperature to treat so that we don't have to worry about it. And it's, and it has to do with cloud point.
Uh-huh.
And that's, at the cloud point, it basically, well, also when that fuel starts to look like a candle,
it turns into wax. And then, from there, these fuel systems, they're so I guess precise is maybe the best word.
They are.
And how they have them dialed in and programmed to where each injector and what each injector is producing and performing and spraying and the high pressure pump, that the high pressures that these systems run, it's very efficient. They've got them really fine tuned, but also in that is it needs good, clean, quality fuel. To operate and to do its job. And there's just not, if you don't have good, clean, quality fuel, the amount of damage that you're doing to these fuel systems is crazy.
And I'm sure most of them know that if they, if they've ever experienced the light coming on the dash that tells them that they have water in their fuel, that's a good sign that the fuel, the water separator is doing its job, but yep. It's telling you need to drain it. But that's a lot of times it's not the fuel gelling, it's the water that gets in that filter housing and freezes up, and that's another thing you can avoid with treating the fuel.
So on your this DFC Plus, as far as, it treats fuel, what's it do for the condensation?
It basically, it's designed to stabilize everything, but it also forces the water to, it enhances the ability for the water to go mix to the separator. Yep. And get it out of there. And if it doesn't, fuel system dryer is good for gasoline as well as diesel. You don't have to have anything special to run in the diesel. You just don't, the concentration level is different. So,
and that's one of the things, that I wanted to talk about a little bit too. And I'm bad at it. Phil's not here, so he really can't defend himself, but I think he's bad at it as well. But the old, allergy of if one's good's two's better type deal. And I don't know how many conversations that we've been in or been a part of that you say, hey, just stick to what the bottle says. You don't have to overdo it. And I think that analogy comes true to a lot of people when they go to the pump and their car's maybe stumbling or not running quite right. And so what do? Their natural reaction is, well, I'm going to put 91 octane in at this time and get a little bit of boost. And, mm-hmm. and that's with your guys' chemicals and your treatments and stuff like that, you're not hurting anything by overdoing it, so to speak, or over mixing the concentrate, but you're not really getting the benefit out of that. Is that correct?
It is. It's like you said, there are some things that too much of one additive can cause it to go the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true that way. It's just chemical. That's just the way chemicals work. And we've known that a transmission conditioner, you put 11 ounces in, and when you do a service and it gets low and you decide, well, I'm just going to add more conditioner, and the conditioner is designed to not let the fluid foam.
Uh-huh.
You put that second can in there, it's going to foam.
It's going to produce foam. You're getting the chemical balance of it off.
And I've had to see that firsthand and learn my own lessons. But
so you were one two of the one's good, two's better type.
That's
deal.
Right.
Yeah. I see that a lot, whether it's fuels or any type of additive from that side. And so I guess it's important not only to have the right chemical, but then also to do the right steps or take the right steps to get the full use out of the product.
Yeah. Well, honestly, there isn't anything. Just take MOA, for example, and I hope I'm not getting too far off track here, is that there is not any additive in MOA that doesn't come in every quart of oil you buy wherever you get your oil changed. It's there. It's just about five times as much, so that you know in 5,000 or 7,000, whenever you change your oil, that you're going to drain out good oil, not oil that's been depleted.
You know, and that was actually, it was one of the other things that I wanted to talk about today. We still need the collar on the diesel, so we'll kind of roll on here a little bit, but I still need a collar on a diesel. So if you got a diesel and you want to call in and talk about your, when you start treating your diesel fuel for anti-gel or for the winter months. And so just looking for a personal experience there and kind of what you as a consumer are doing. But then the next thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, the MOA or even the different types of oils. We got the semi-synthetics or different brands of oil or Mobil 1 with a full synthetic type oil and all the research and development that you guys see. Even just adding MOA to an engine oil, does that extend the life of the oil?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, the antioxidant package in MOA is just, that's why it does. That's why it works so well. You know, when you'll hear somebody say, man, I've been using that MOA and we took the engine apart and it looks brand new. You know, I mean, you very rarely hear stories like that anymore without some kind of enhancement. You just don't, I mean, with just running oil and change it. Well, you think about it. If you go, let's just say the vehicle's got 70,000 miles on it, you've changed oil there for 5,000 miles. Well, you put clean oil in a dirty engine and didn't really do anything for that. So, I mean, at some point it's going to come due.
Yeah. It's, you know, like you said, much like, taking a bath, draining it, 3/4 of the way, filling it back up and then retaking a bath in it. So,
right.
For sure. So 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the phone here with Ernie or I. And let's talk anything automotive. If you got a personal diesel experience on fuel gelling or anti-gel and what you treat, let's take that phone call. Or if you've got, you know, anything else automotive that you want to talk about, let's get the phones ringing here. 316-462-3673. You know, the next thing I wanted to talk about, Ernie, is Black Friday, or I guess next week we've got Thanksgiving right around the corner. You know, I cannot believe that it's already that time in November. You know, it seems like this whole year is just flown by. And that we're already en route from there. So, you know, as in true Mel Hamilton Ford style, we are going to have a big Black Friday out here as well. And so got a lot of different things planned. Not going to give out really a whole lot of details, but I promise you, had a gentleman in here the other day and was vehicle serviced. He was out here for one of our customer appreciation event or something like that, where we had fed the customers and stuff like that. And he had seen the Blackfire posters that we have posted around. That we have posted around on the dealership, and was just inquiring about, you know, hey, what's going on and all that stuff, and visited with him a little bit. And he's like, you know, I've never been out here for one of those events, but I happen to be out here for service on one of my other vehicles, and it was one of our customer appreciations events. And I mean, we had food and there was prizes and giveaways and all that stuff. And he says, man, had a great time, ended up winning some prizes. And then somebody that came with him had won some prizes. And he's like, and we were just here for service. Like, it was great. And he says, you can bet I'm not missing that deal. Mm-hmm. And so pretty sure, you know, it's going to be a big deal for sure. But, you know, really all you got to do to qualify is be in line by 7 a.m. Friday morning. That's pretty much it. We'll start handing out tags from there, and we'll let the games begin after that. So
it'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely do not miss that. So get yourself a big full belly on Thursday, and then roll out here and be here by 7 a.m. Friday morning for the festivities for sure. So very excited for that and to get that kicked off as well. So Let's see, 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here with us, and let's talk anything automotive that you want to talk about. Still looking for that diesel customer, consumer running that diesel, and how they treat their anti-gel this time of year on their fuel system. So let's see. The other thing I wanted to talk about was tires. Got a couple of specials going on tires as well for the month. Ford's got some rebates out there. If there's we have 17 different tire manufacturers that we offer here in store, and so I can assure you that we're going to have a tire that, you know, meets your needs, meets your budget, things like that. Man, I can't tell you how many times I get involved in these used cars, or consumers, you know, come in and the application of tire that they have on their vehicle is just not the right one, whether it's not the right load rating or speed rating, or, you know, we're running around an Explorer with LT tires and looks like we're Baja mudding on them. I've seen a lot of different things for sure. And, you know, a lot of what that is when they needed tires and where they were at, had one or two options. And this is what you could go by. And I just really enjoy helping consumers that need tires just because of what we bring to the table and options, and to know that when they leave, they left with what worked best,
right?
You know, not what worked best for us, but what worked best for them. There's so many different variables that I talk about when somebody's purchasing tires, is, you know, all the way from, you know, how much longer are you going to own the vehicle? How many miles a year do you drive? You know, how long do you want these to last? And what kind of ride are you looking for? And there's just so
much to know.
Yeah, you got to be a tire expert. You really do to really get somebody the right benefit of what they purchase and how they spend their money. The other side of that is they're not cheap anymore.
Oh man, nothing you know, is.
Yeah. You know, used to be years ago, what, 14, 15 inch tires was pretty common, you know, and now it's pretty hard pressed to find something that size.
Yeah,
for sure.
Everything's, you know, either 18 or 19 or even, you know, bigger.
You know, so I'll continue talking about tires, but I'll throw another trivia question out there. What is what's something you can use to stick down in the tread of a tire to identify, you know, there's a lot of to identify maybe when you need tires, or I think so something that you can use, pretty common item that you can stick down in the tread of a tire to identify that it's time to have the tires replaced. I don't know. You with me there? Are we tracking on the same page? Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that generates a phone call or not. So 436-3673. So 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here. And let's see what that item is from there. So talking about tires and what we have to offer, the other thing is just the rebates that Ford's put out there. And so this is through the end of November, but we've got a $70 mail-in rebate on 9 of the 17 different manufacturers that we offer. And so you put a set of Ford tires on there, we mount and balance them, you get $70 back in a prepaid Visa debit card. And then if you chose to have your instead of getting that prepaid Visa debit card, if you wanted that to go to the Ford Pass Rewards, which I think you can attest to that a little bit, they'll actually turn that $70 into $150 for your next parts or service purchase.
That's crazy, I'm telling you.
So I think you've got a little experience on the Ford Pass Rewards.
Ford Pass is definitely having that as a, I don't even want to call it a backup plan, but having it and not really realizing that you have it is pretty exciting.
Ernie had his vehicle in here the other day, and we got it all serviced up and ready to go for him. And, you know, I think we went to go pay your bill and expecting to have to come out of pocket, you know, for the service. And I think the advisor was able to tell you, hold on, this one's on us.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So, you know, now you got a little, little mom don't know money. Maybe I don't know. Maybe
there you go.
You told her, man, I went through all the trials and tribulations of getting your vehicle serviced, and it cost this much.
Here's your receipt.
Yeah. Here's your receipt. Right. So, well, hey, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here. And let's talk about, that diesel gelling, or, you know, what item can you stick down in the tread of your tires to indicate that you're at, that you're due for tires.
Man, I'm thinking that everybody's out shopping this morning.
You think so?
Well, why else would they be away from the radio?
You think maybe they might be getting, ready for Thanksgiving, or getting some,
I think that everybody's going to have a,
so we got a couple of comments here, so I'll kind of go through, or just, yeah, there you go. I like that one. So Greg puts on here and says, or just roll over to the quick lane. They read depth, wear, alignment, and check all at once. I love that. So yes, very, very much so. That's a great, great comment there. Thanks for that comment, Greg. And then Larry, he actually put the answer up there, or a answer, the answer. But Larry, you got to call in. Come on, man. 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here. And, answer that question. We'll get you that great package for calling in as well. So you're right there. So yeah, he's right on track with us. So Larry, let's get a phone call from you. 316-462-3673 and get that question answered. So but other than that, you know, if you're going to be out driving, or you got big plans for Thanksgiving, you know, definitely Christmas is right around the corner. I cannot believe that already too. But before you take off, just stop and think about the vehicle for a little bit. You know, is it ready to go? Are the tires aired up? And if there's a service need there, or something we can help you with to help you get to your destination, we want to have everybody to have safe and safe travels and get to where they need to go without any incidences from that side.
I think there'll be a lot of people traveling this year, you know, since last year being what it was, you know. I just think there'll be a lot more people willing to get out and get around this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that as well. You know, it's a lot of times I'll hop in a vehicle on the service drive, or just anytime really I get in a car, it's always my knee jerk reaction to look at the window sticker and then look at the, see how many miles are on it and see kind of where we're at. And it just, it never fails. You can almost always get in something that's overdue or way overdue from that side. And, you know, I get it. We're busy and everybody's running around, and as long as thing starts and runs and goes and it doesn't need gas, two thumbs up, let's do this. But you really got to think about, you know, if for 5,000 miles, that's a trip from Miami, Florida to Anchorage, Alaska, is like 5,028 miles. And if you were going to make that trip, you would, you definitely want to, check that vehicle over and make sure that it was ready to go for sure. So wow. Yeah, that's a long journey. So, well, anyways, 316-462-3673. Let's get those couple of questions answered that we've got out there. Otherwise we're going to have to give them away, Ernie. So I don't know if you want to, let's talk about the, let's give the diesel one away.
It's kind of a trick question, but it's a moving target the basic rule of thumb is 40 degrees is when you should treat your diesel fuel. If you go look at any website for like Cinex or anybody that manufactures fuel, they're going to tell you that it needs to be treated, that the cloud point is 14 degrees and you need to treat 15 degrees above that. Well, that's 29 degrees. You're already below freezing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing it. I'm not waiting until it's freezing, but the 40 degrees is just a good rule of thumb. And the other is if you buy additive that goes in the fuel and you store it in your vehicle behind the front seat and it gets to 10 degrees and that fuel, that additive is behind the seat, you know, it's going to do the same thing your your fuel would without the additive in there. It's gonna be gel in the bottle.
So they work. They have to be together order to be a chemical.
They do, a working chemical.
Let's call it that.
There again, that is personal experience.
Personal experience.
There, yeah, huh? Unfortunately.
Well, hey, we've got a caller coming through, but yeah, that additive, just much like I talked about the batteries, man, first cold snap and all them diesels come in, and it could have been avoided. Right. So let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yeah, did you want me to call back in?
No, you're good. What? You're on live with Under the Hood. You got an answer to one of the questions?
Yeah, I texted Lincoln
Head. You did, yeah. You texted it in, and you are correct. Yeah, that's a lot of people say that use a penny, stick a penny down in there, and if you can see all of Lincoln's head, you're at 230 seconds, and that it's time for tire replacement. So, very good. Appreciate the call, and thanks for the answer.
You
have a good rest of your day, Larry. Bye. Yeah, so that is something I've heard a lot of before is, if you need tires or not, is if you stick Lincoln's head down in there and you can see the head on him, then let's see. Got another caller here. Let's get them sent through. Oh, there we go. Oh, no. What happened to your head, Lair? There we go. Now we're back, maybe. We're going to have to get a new cable, I think. So let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Lisa. Lisa, you're on live with Under the Hood.
Hey, Josh. I was just calling to answer the question about the tread on the tire. And
what was your answer?
Putting a penny in the tread.
There you go. We'll give it to you as well. So, okay. Yeah. That's I've heard that a lot, and it is true. I guess as a consumer, I'd make you be aware of there's a couple of different spots on the tread that there's wear bar indicators on there, and so you got to make sure that you're in the right spot. So, but appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Have a good rest of your day. Well, very good. So, with that. I'm not sure I would wait till the complete 230 seconds before I replace my tires, but that is true. The 230 seconds of tread is left when you see all of Lincoln's head. And then, with that, they say, I think it's about 82% of tire failure happens in the last 20% of the life of the tire.
Yep.
And so, that's definitely another thing to be aware of as well. So.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Ernie, we covered a lot of topics today. I appreciate you coming in and hanging out with us, and I'm very thankful the partnership that we have with BG and all that you guys do to help support us and make sure that we're able to offer our consumers a superior product for sure. So thank you very much for that.
We appreciate the opportunity, you know that.
And then let's go through and let's thank our sponsors one last time, which is BG Products, all the great preventative maintenance items that we have to offer here right inside of Mel Hamilton Ford. We've got Big Corner Creative, all the marketing and advertising needs. If you need any type of traditional or social or digital marketing, as those guys down there say at Big Corner Creative, just Google them. And then we've got GoToRent. So if you're looking for a larger vehicle to go to grandma's house for the holidays or need something for your travels, give Stan a call right here inside of Mel Hamilton Ford. Everybody have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving next week. And then get out here for the big Black Friday sale that we have going on. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Be in line by 7 a.m. Let's make that happen. So, all right, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.